When the advocacy group American Rivers released their list of America's most endangered rivers earlier this spring, one river in southwestern Pennsylvania made the cut, the Lower Youghiogheny, or Yauk. The Yauk is well known to whitewater rapids enthusiasts in the Laurel Highlands and riders of the Great Allegheny Passage bike trail that connects Pittsburgh to Maryland. The lower portion of the river, which empties into the Monongahela River closer to Pittsburgh, is more peaceful.
And a lot of the users that come to the river are not really looking for a wild ride. They're looking for just a float to go fishing and to be able to get out of their boat and not be completely drenched by the end of the day. So compared to the other parts of the watershed, the river is fairly mild there.
That's Eric Harder, the Youghiogheny Riverkeeper. He keeps an eye on polluters from the water and from his desk. He also works at the environmental nonprofit Mountain Watershed Association. They've been working on water quality issues in the area, like acid mine drainage, for decades. But Harder says natural gas development is one of the main reasons the Lower Yauk earned the 10th spot on American River's most endangered list.
Right now, there are lots of different parts of the gas extraction infrastructure being developed. Well pads, of course, are what everyone kind of pictures as the main part of fracking. And with each of those wells goes pipelines. When you disturb large, lengthy tracts of a pipeline, a lot of times sediment pollution is going to be the number one impact on water quality. So when people think about large gas spills or something like that, those do happen. But what we're looking at is landscape-wide sedimentation, which is very detrimental to the fish population in our river, and also the aesthetics. When people come to look at the river and it's brown, people don't really think that's the nicest looking stream.
But Harder says it's not just the accidents and the building of infrastructure. It's the treatment of waste that endangers the Yauk.
All that natural gas drilling waste has to be treated somewhere. And not only do we have treatment facilities that treat the frack water, but we also have one of the largest hazardous waste landfills in the eastern United States. And that's the Max Environmental Landfill out of Yukon, PA. So they basically have been able to take fracking waste for the last few years, whether it's liquid waste or solid, treat it to their specifications or the DEP specifications, and then store it in a landfill. And this site has had many exceedances in their pollution discharge permit. They have had several violations from DEP inspections, and now they're trying to expand to have another landfill to accept just more waste. And I understand hazardous waste does have to go somewhere, but I think these kind of facilities are what we need to put an extra eye on to make sure that they're keeping our waterways clean and protected.
Pennsylvania's Department of Environmental Protection says it most recently inspected the Max Environmental Technologies Yukon facility in late February. The agency noted several issues, including effluent discharge violations and a lack of stormwater and erosion control. The company says only half of those discharges were from the part of the facility that goes into the Sewickley Creek and into the Yauk, and that it's completed cleaning out its wastewater systems and increased monitoring to address the problem. Max says it's also made improvements to minimize future erosion. Another project that landed the Yauk on the most endangered rivers list is a proposed gas-fired power plant in Elizabeth Township in Allegheny County at the lower section of the watershed. Harder says the 550-megawatt power plant Invenergy is proposing will negatively impact the community and the river.
Whether it's visually from the Gap Trail or floating on the river, the wastewater that comes out of it, or the air quality, which is just as big a concern of ours as the water and the communities around there.
Allegheny County Health Department confirms that Invenergy has applied for the air permits for the plant. But because of the coronavirus pandemic, public comment periods and public hearings are postponed. DEP says it's not currently reviewing any permit applications for this project. At the time of this recording, Invenergy has not responded to our request for comment.
What are you calling for Governor Wolf and for the State Department of Environmental Protection, the DEP, to do?
To just focus on natural gas would be kind of easy for today. We could have another hour talking about the impacts of mining, the impacts of sewage in the watershed and land use change. But for right now, Governor Wolf needs to realize that these communities along this not only river but the Gap Trail are in a place where they can't provide for themselves on a sustainable economic future. In between 2008 and 2016, there were some 140 businesses opened up in the communities along the Gap Trail. And I think if we lose the rural aspect of the trail and the river, that industry is not going to be as prevalent. And these communities depend on that. Not to say that the Yauk is the only pristine place left, but when you look at recreation in our area, the Lower Highlands, the Yauk is pointed out to be one of the last places where native trout live, where fishing can take place, where sportsmen clubs throughout the watershed take care of their section of river. And for this area to transform into a more industrial setting, I think that would be detrimental not just to our Lower Highlands area, but all of Pennsylvania. And I think Governor Wolf and the rest of the Commonwealth needs to realize how important the Yauk is and our surrounding area.
You know, what actions do you want them to take?
Wait for the citizens to have time to, one, comment on these and to have public hearings about these. And then also look and really evaluate the importance of the waterway. And if that survey or study deems that it's important to save this and not risk impacts from natural gas, then yeah, suspend permits in our watershed. And in fact, suspend permits in other watersheds where communities feel that they have a resource that they want to protect.
Eric Harder is with Mountain Watershed Association and is the Yaukagene Riverkeeper. There's more about the Lower Yauk's listing as one of American River's 10 most endangered rivers at AlleghenyFront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holzapfel.